All right. This is the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Los Angeles Gloom Tomb. We're in here as we prepare for the Northwest Tour of the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast, leg of the World Tour. My name is Michael Rappaport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here with Dean Collins.
Hey, Michael.
They call him the Young Shooter.
They do sometimes call me that.
He's going to be with us in San Francisco, possibly in Seattle. We're over capacity in San Francisco at the Chapel. You can try to get tickets for the 9 p.m. show May 9th. But if you don't get them, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? I don't know what to tell you. Your best bet is to get $10 tickets for the 11 p.m. after party with DJ Plattern and DJ D Sharp. It's going to be a dope show.
It's going to be sick.
Let me finish the fucking the advertisement.
I didn't know it was the intro.
But don't fucking... Like, let me finish!
Okay, shit.
Dean's going to be orating the show, moderating the show. And he'll be... See, you got me all fucked up.
I wasn't stuttering
or anything, and then you got me all thrown off.
It's your show, man. I'm letting you take over the intro. You're doing the intro.
But then let me get it out. Excuse me. Okay. And then we're going to be in Seattle. May 11th. It's nearly sold out with Sean Kemp. My man Adam Ray, comedian's going to be there. He's from Seattle. He's about that Seattle life. I am wearing a flannel shirt to this show.
Oh, wow.
Because Seattle grunge, the grunge scene, I respect it.
Birth
Pearl Jam.
Birthplace of Nirvana.
Kurt
Cobain, I guess.
So Seattle, I'll be doing the show in a flannel shirt, custom flannel shirt. It's not really grunge when it's custom, but it will be custom. It fits me good. Sean Kemp, the Rain Man from the Seattle Supersonics, NBA All-Star, NBA All That. Vancouver, I see you. Tickets are moving up there. I cannot wait to be up north with G. Moody. Last name rhymes with Duty. Saturday, May 13th at 8 p.m. And Los Angeles, you fucks. My own adopted hometown. Have I ever let you down, you fucks you? We brought you to True Romance Night in Westwood. We threw you a free platinum party. Now we're putting on a banger show Monday, May 15th. That you're not going to want to miss. The Shooter will be at that for sure.
Yeah, how could you? I mean, you're in LA. Why would you miss that show?
Monday, 8:30, May 15th at the El Rey Theater. Tickets are available at IamRapaportTour.com. I'm going to have special guests everywhere.
Before you get into the special guest thing, I just wanted to say.
What?
May 15th is my dad's birthday. 62.
Bring him.
It's not.
Bring Harvey.
I know, but
because if you're trying to say, oh, well, it's my dad's birthday, I might not.
No, I'm just saying we already have something set up.
Huh?
We have like a dinner and all this kind of stuff.
Motherfucker, you're coming to the show. When's his birthday?
You need to prioritize your shit.
62 is not like a special birthday.
I mean, it's over 60, so.
Yeah, but it's like 62. Like, even your father's going to be like, we're celebrating 62. Trust me, I know Harvey.
No, he's not going to be like. He's pretty happy about it.
Huh?
He's pretty happy about it.
He's pretty happy about celebrating his 62nd birthday?
Yeah, he's doing well. We're going to go to
dinner. I know, he looks great. He's healthy, strong, he's wealthy, healthy. But that doesn't mean we...
Okay, forget about my dad. I'm just saying I might...
You're to be at the 15th, May 15th, with the special guest.
At some point in the night, I'll for sure be there.
Nope. What time's the dinner?
I have to
check. Why don't you bring your parents and your family to the show?
I'll ask them. I don't think that they're going to want to be there, but I don't know what he's going to want to do. It's his birthday, so I'm going to let him decide.
Okay.
But anyway,
you need to be there and be moderating
because
you're going to be moderating the San Francisco show.
What do those duties entail of moderating?
That means you field questions from the fans. You're sort of like you're the moderator. You remember like when there was a presidential debate? You're Anderson Cooper.
Got it. So if there's like a fight that breaks out,
there's not
going to
be any
like,
fights. You're just like moderating.
Okay. Just
do you know
moderating
what I'm saying?
The night.
Huh?
The night.
And then the after party.
Oh, I'm not.
DJ Plattern in DJ D Sharp.
Of the Golden State Warriors.
I don't even have to tell those guys like how to rock. They just get down. Like,
that's how you know
those dudes
the best.
Get down. If you never heard Plattern's mixtapes, download DJ Plattern, Tribe Called Quest, DJ Plattern, De La Soul. Fuck with him. D Sharp speaks for himself. DJ D Sharp changed the whole landscape of what they play in NBA arenas. I was fucking with him before I never met him. I was fucking before I was tweeting him because I was like, the Golden State Warriors play the best music during their games.
So he DJs in the arena, the game and before.
And they play the best shit, like the drops. Like while Steph Curry's bringing the ball up the court, they'll play like Biggie, or they'll play like Nas, or they'll play like...
Oh, see, I don't know. I'm only used to like garbage music at the Clippers games and Lakers games.
No disrespect to the Clippers
and
Lakers.
No disrespect. I love the Clippers. Very disappointed about the outcome. But when
really
I'm there,
disappointed about
every time DJ scores, it's always, that's my DJ.
Yeah, no.
Go DJ. And it's horrible to be
other
at the game.
Other arenas are now playing... The Utah Jazz have a dope DJ at their arenas. And that's in fucking Utah.
So this is like one guy DJing. And he's this DJing. Is who we got DJ D-Sharp for.
D-Sharp. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be right back.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
All right, so what are we getting into?
So you went on a trip?
No, I didn't.
You said you went on a trip, like you went on a little sabbatical to where'd you go?
Oh, I went to Idlewild.
How was that trip?
It was fun, man.
Any ladies come? No ladies came on the trip. What was the trip for? Guy trip?
It was a guy trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was
no girls,
guy.
Huh?
No girls.
There were no girls on this trip that you took to, where's it, Idlewild?
Idlewild.
Was there a movie called Idlewild?
You know what I think you're thinking of is the, what's that? What's that Andre 3000 movie?
Idlewild.
Was that it?
But I don't think it was based, it couldn't have been based on this.
I don't know, it was a dope place, it might have been.
It was like the mountains.
Yeah, it was the mountains.
You went up there with the mountains.
I was with my friends, we rented an Airbnb.
You're the Airbnb king now, right?
I guess I am. I have a good review, it was my first review.
They review the people that stay in the houses?
Like, I reviewed them, they reviewed me.
Now, what do you get, what gets you a good review and what gets you a bad review on Airbnb?
If you like fuck up their house.
That's disrespectful,
I would never do that. Taking a dump and not flushing it. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Don't flush it.
I don't know what people do,
man. What if
you
take a dump and it scrapes the linoleum?
Oh, poo scrapes.
Are you supposed to wipe your poo scrapes off, or do they send somebody to clean them?
You're talking about the scrapes in the toilet, right?
I'm talking about, like, if you take one and it kind of sticks on the side, like, you know, and you'll flush.
Poo scrapes,
like,
right?
And at the end, it's either you stick your hand there and you clean out yourself, which I do in my own crib, but... Yo, it's Airbnb.
Well,
like,
that's why you got
to
get one of those.
I'm not
going to
travel
things.
With the fucking, like, the sponge thing.
That's the thing. Anytime I go to a bathroom and I'm traveling and I don't see that plunger in there, that's it.
Anything could happen.
You know you're in for some fucking shit that weekend.
Anything could happen. So you got a good review and you've stayed at how many places as an Airbnb person?
This was my first one signing up for.
So you have an account.
Yeah, now I have an account. It's like legit. You have to get verified. They have to like check your license, check your background, everything.
That's good. So they don't want animals in there.
Exactly. It's good. Anyway, that's Airbnb. That's the concept of Airbnb.
So you rented a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
With Andre 3000?
No, he was not there. I think that the movie that he did, Idlewild, was maybe based on that experience of being out in that area.
No, that was a period piece. My man Chris Robinson directed it.
Well, Idlewild might have been around for a long time.
He also directed the New Edition movie. That's my man. Shout out to my man Chris Robinson.
I
know
my
son
listens
to. Go ahead. We can both talk at the same time.
No, because you said you're doing advertising shit, so I don't know.
I'm not advertising anything.
You just said shout out to this.
I give my man a shout out. He directed the enormously successful New Edition miniseries that I had the privilege of being a part of.
No, I think that's great.
He directed Idlewild. What the fuck? Keep going, please.
Okay, sorry.
Holy shit.
I just don't know when you're advertising.
I'm not doing nothing, man. It's like nonstop.
All right, well,
man.
That's that. You know, I had a great time in the mountains.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you that I'm smoking weed again.
Oh, you are.
So, you know, I was 6 months off.
So you just wanted to, like, you want a weed cleanse.
Fuck it. Yeah, I was putting it on this pedestal, you know, of if I hit this amount of weed, you know, I've ruined everything. But yeah, I did ruin my break.
But you made a consensus. Like you said, you know what? I'm going to start smoking weed again.
Yes.
And how's that working out for you? What was your first high like after six? Like, basically, did that rock you?
Yeah, it was good.
In LA, folks. So the kind of weed that they sell out here, listen, shout out to all the other states. Yes. And I'm sure some of the places that have been legalized.
Your shit is not as good as LA.
California.
California. Not
California
LA.
California, California,
baby.
Love.
California weed is. There you go.
Go ahead.
Do you want to? You can finish.
How was the weed?
No, the weed was great. It was great. There's
so
not much to.
How are you feeling now that you've been back on the weed for a few weeks?
A little bit calmer. My sleep schedule's been way better.
Do you go to sleep at a regular time?
Never at a regular time, but uh-huh. It's just been better. I'm able to fall asleep.
Okay.
I'm able to fall asleep and stay asleep.
In indica or a sativa helps or doesn't make a difference? Because I'm on
indica,
a
hybrid.
Excuse me. Okay. Indica is the one that's like the body blow. That's like the couch potato shit. And sativa is the one that people apparently work out while they're on weed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you smoke. But
I mean, every now and then, but my lungs are so fucked up.
Yeah, it's not
and I haven't smoked in a while because, you know, it's just, I wish I could be one of these people who smokes weed all the time. But, you know, with the fact that when I'm healthy, I can't do it because I can't function during the day. I'm more of a night person if I'm going to indulge. And then lately, the human phlegm machine, as the fans know.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
Is my coughing and snorting... Which kind of was like something like people lived with. Now they're like, yo, my man, I heard you on your podcast. You sound like shit, Duke. And I'm like.
Oh, they said that too.
I've had a couple of people say that to me on Twitter. Fans.
Yeah, I mean, they got it. I mean, fans. They're not against you. They're just telling you, you know, they care about you. It's like family.
I know shit, man. I'm the one struggling over here. I mean, Dean, verify this.
Yeah.
Like the coughing and the snorting and all that stuff. It's been a struggle.
It's been bad. Are you talking about for me or you? Because it's been tough for me.
Why?
It's been tough for me to be around it. Because when you just did it just then.
That's just where I'm at now. It's improved. Luckily, I'm on an antibiotic and it's starting to help.
I think that's great.
This is way better than where I was.
I would agree with that. I mean, it was bad. I mean, like I told you, I time out my sentences to when you're going to come in. I just don't know when you're coming in because you come in hot.
To do what?
With the cough.
No shit.
So like if I'm starting a sentence and you do the thing, I don't know whether I
can
stop.
Can you read my facial expressions when I'm going to cough?
Perfectly.
That's why I love the young shooter.
That's why I don't like to make
it
feel bad.
Let me see. Some people who never listen to the show, because there's new fans each week, they might be like, who the fuck is on the show? Where's G. Moody? Last time rhymes with duty. G. Monetti, always ready. Dean Collins.
G. Monetti, always ready.
They call him the young shooter. Frequent recurring guest on the Iron Rapport Stereo Pockets, played my son on a TV show called The War at Home.
The now defunct War at Home.
2 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, two seasons we played. It's been about a year. And we for some reason, we've stayed in contact. He also, I'll say this.
Yeah.
For the fans of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, they know that you're not my son. The fans of the Iron Rapport, the people that know me and fuck with me, they know. But if you want a good follow on Twitter, follow Dean Rapoport.
Yes.
And because when people start popping shit, talking greasy, Dean will come in as my son and people are like, whoa, his son is on here too?
And the account that I made is, it's at Mike Rapoport son. That's
Twitter
handle.
How did they
find
you? At Mike Rapoport son or Dean?
At Mike Rapoport son.
And we actually had an article written up in the New York Post.
Because people are honestly so fucking stupid. Especially today, there's no excuse why you can't do your homework and realize and put two and two together.
And
that
we condone not fact-checking, but at least just a basic... If you're going to write an article in a magazine...
I mean, dude, it's like...
Not that I'm calling the New York Post a magazine, but I was just trying to make it seem more important than it was, but...
No, and like the photo of the Twitter account is the first photo that you and I ever took together on the set of The War at Home.
And Dean looks like he's 11, but you were 15.
I was about 15, but I look even younger than 11 probably. So the whole account, I got a true romance background and I'm a diehard fan of my father. And if people get on Twitter and start bashing you, I like to come in on Dean Rapoport and kind of log into that account and start saying crazy shit. And we fire shit back. Like, you'll be like...
And the reaction, if they don't know the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast landscape, they're like, what the fuck is... Because they think that Michael, me, is arguing with his son.
And the arguments are like crazy shit. Like, just anyway, just go check out that.
Yeah, if you don't follow, Michael Rapoport's son or Dean Rapoport?
You could search Dean Rapoport.
How do they follow you? How do they follow you? You could search. Make it simple for the people.
Okay.
You want the followers, and then you want to give them all kinds of like it's a goddamn scavenger hunt. Just tell them, how do they follow you? How?
It's at Mike Rapoport. Son.
Rapoport son or Rapoport's son? What's so funny?
You just cracked me up.
What the fuck?
Okay. It's not plural. It's Mike Rapoport singular.
Son.
Son.
Yes. It's good. It's good. I never seen you laugh that hard.
I'm sorry, that's the handle. That's yes. funny.
So anyway, so you back smoking weed and you went to Idlewild for a guy's trip. Yes. No girls.
No.
Now before we get to the trip,
what we've talked about the trip.
Before we get to the trip, we've chronicled the stories of a young shooter trying to shoot.
Yeah.
A young 20-something-year-old male in Los Angeles. The adventures of a young shooter. That's what we should just call it. Right. The adventures of a young shooter.
I like that.
Now, where are you at with your ladies as of late?
As of late, I just needed to take a breather.
Yeah.
And when I smoke, I like to just do it by myself, do my thing, eat whatever I want to eat, you know, watch whatever I want to watch, and just be, and fucking pig out if I feel like pigging out.
But why can't you do that with a young lady? You have so many young ladies to choose from.
I have so much respect for just all the other huh? women out there.
Get the fuck out of here. Where you're like, oh, I respect. Like,
I respect it. I don't want to fucking bring them over while I'm just like dicking around. I have nothing to offer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, look, like, once I've given up, it's kind of just like.
But don't you like, you know, like you could smoke, you could like Netflix and honestly, chill.
No, I know.
Is Netflix and chill still a term?
Yes. I like HBO Go and Blow.
HBO Go?
HBO Go and Blow.
Ah, and that's then, another term?
That's what I like to say, like HBO Go and Blow.
Did you make that up?
I made that up.
Yes! This is why, you see, I may not have a lot of things going for me, but I have a nose for talent. G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty, Dean Collins. I don't just bring on schlocks here. They're bringing up and making and creating monikers. HBO.
Go.
And Blow.
And then Go.
Go, Blow,
And then go.
Or no, why don't you say HBO Blow and Go?
HBO Blow and Go. Boom. That sounds good.
Boom.
Okay, anyway.
Guess you weren't that smart.
Anyway, sorry. So the girl, I've taken a little hiatus. And
from girls? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
It's
like, a lot of effort,
is it,
man.
Is it a consensus? Is it sort of a conscious effort? The thing I always respect about you, and I always say this, is you don't chase the na-na. Like, you're not out there. Like, Dean is not I don't use this word in a derogatory way. Dean is not a pussy hound. Dean is not out there scavenger hunting for chicks all the time. And I respect that. I respect that about a young guy. Because when I was your age, I was a savage. Okay, straight savage.
Yeah,
so I respect the fact that you're like, you're chill. You're like, you're not like a total animal.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think that has a big reason. You know, I was sick of feeling like I was chasing the tail, the pussy. I mean, I don't like saying that. Chasing
you can say you can chase the nana.
Yeah, chase the nana.
Yeah.
And I just started feeling like once I was chasing it, I was texting and throwing the texts out there and the feelers, and it started getting like, okay, maybe
you're more like come to daddy.
I like it when I disappear for a little bit and they want to hit me up.
Gotcha.
I like
respect.
That.
Respect. A little bit. It's a lot of respect.
It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of money.
Too much.
And it's a lot of creeping around and start putting out your feelers at certain times of night. Yeah. And
good for you. Good for you. I like that respect.
I'll come back.
Got you. So you're smoking the weed.
Yes.
You went on your trip. Have you seen any movies? Have you watched any TV? Do you have any reviews?
Everyone has been, telling me
music
to watch
reviews.
Oh, music reviews.
Any kind of reviews. Something. Okay, bring something to the show.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to shut the mic. Dean, I'm going to tell you right now. You need to fucking, when you come on the fucking show, you don't just, reviews. Bring something to the show.
But you just
don't give
a
fuck.
Question.
I asked you a question and they're like, reviews, like you don't have anything prepared. But come to this. I want to do the podcast. Then you come prepared. Then come fucking prepared.
But if you're asking me what show I like, am I allowed to say,
you can say whatever you want. Come prepared. Okay, we're back to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. So do you have any...
Thanks for having me, Michael.
You're welcome. Do you have any reviews or anything to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I got a review. I saw this show called Big Little Lies. Really liked this show. Shit.
What?
Sorry, just when you turned off the mics, I got
distracted.
No, I got distracted with you fucking yelling at me, telling me that I don't bring anything and I'm trying
something. Well, I want to do podcasts. Okay, we got to have to talk about. It's not just a fucking free-for-all.
Okay.
You're like, I say reviews and you're like, huh? The people don't want to hear you sort out and figure out what the reviews are. The people want to hear the reviews. So I say, you want any reviews? You're like, yeah, I did it.
Okay,
not
so
like,
let
it's
me
not
ask
like
you
a meandering
question.
Thought.
Can
like,
I ask you?
They don't want to hear silence. Like, you got any reviews?
You got any reviews, Michael?
No. This is
I'm asking you.
This is, I'm you. Ask me.
Okay, am I asking you?
Ask me. I'm going to pretend.
Hey, Michael, do you have anything you've seen lately? You got any reviews for us?
Well,
hurry up and fucking answer the goddamn thing. That's what I'm asking you to do. Answer it.
Okay.
Okay, so are we back
now? Yeah, we're fine. Just go ahead. What's your review?
Oh, my review is I saw this show called Big Little Lies.
Okay, Reese Witherspoon, HBO.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see it when it screened, you could watch HBO Blow and Go.
Yes, brother. Yes, thank you for adding that in there.
It's called a callback.
Yes, the director is Jean-Marc Vallée. He did Dallas Buyers Club. He also did
Wild.
That's
the movie that Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar for?
Yes, and so did Jared Leto.
They both won Oscars?
Yeah, they both won.
Okay.
So, he did that. So, you got a good director behind it, showrunner
behind
it.
Very good ask. Very, very good cast.
Did you say very good ass?
Very good cast. Nicole Kidman.
Okay, yeah, Nicole Kidman.
What's the other girl's name? The young girl?
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz. Yeah,
it's a little like...
It's dark.
Yeah, it's a little like melodramatic for me, but I like it. It's still good.
Okay.
That's the review of that.
You see anything else? You got anything else?
Do you see anything? Have you been seeing any movies?
Just my Housewives, man. I'm thinking about making a Housewives podcast.
You should.
I need an outlet.
Yeah, I don't have it because you're not going to talk to me about it.
No, I know. And I don't know if I'm going to have a co-host or anything. I need an outlet because people think that this Housewives shit is some schlock.
Yeah.
It's some nonsense. I love Bravo. I love the Housewives as much as I loved The Sopranos and Six Feet Under. What was it? Breaking Bad. The same thing. People who don't watch it, they don't get it. If you watch it, you understand. And it's not, it has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Real men watch Real Housewives. I love those shows. So I've been watching a lot of that. Of course, we have the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
It's inevitably coming to LeBron and Steph Curry.
Wait, hold on. Did you just transition from
the same thing to me.
No, but it was just like,
means the same thing to me.
You transitioned from Housewives into Golden State and
because,
LeBron.
Because you said, what am I watching? I said, I'm watching a lot
of... I'm just still like baffled about the whole... That's on the same level as Sopranos and Six Feet Under and Breaking Bad.
I am excited about the Real Housewives and the reunions of Real Housewives as I am about the NBA
playoffs.
So
let me ask you.
I never thought that I would come to that. I never thought that I would say that. But I get as excited about watching Real Housewives as I do about watching the NBA playoffs.
I respect that you feel that way.
I'm embracing it 100%.
You should. You could have your number one
pick. I don't
pick,
need you to go, you should.
No, I'm just saying you should embrace it.
But you're like,
it.
You
it's
should. Like, I lead to go, okay, well, Dean gave me the rubber stamp. You should.
Well, if I said you shouldn't do that, you're going to be like, well, why are you telling me I shouldn't do that?
Well, why don't you just finish what you have
to say? I was going to say something because here's a question for you. Speed round question. So, if you start your Housewives podcast, number one co-host that you would want on your show, go.
Man, I don't have one yet.
Female.
I don't have one. I don't know.
Anybody that if it could be your number one co-host to talk about the Real Housewives.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
I honestly don't have an answer for you.
But will you think about it?
Yes. I don't know who it would be because I don't know who is really as into it as I am.
Maybe some of the housewives. Maybe you can.
Yeah, but
get
I can't have
the,
a housewife. I can yeah, have them commentate like how you have NBA players commentate. Like, you know, like they're speaking about like it's like an authority. It's like here we are with Isaiah Thomas. He's going to talk about the game, and it's like you're getting a play-by-play thing. So it's like, you know, I got Candy Barres from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and like give me a play-by-play. It's like I got Russell Westbrook.
I got
tell
you.
Me about Game 5 of the playoffs. And
I get
that's
you.
The same
I get
thing.
You. And is Dina Lohan is Dina Lohan a Real Housewife?
No, Dina Lohan. That's the Lohan's mom. That's another reality show. Not even as close as good as
Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Anyway, so forget Real Housewives. Is there anything else you want to talk about on your show? I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm hyped about the live shows. We're going to be traveling. We're going to be flying. We're going to be driving. I get very nervous about this. I packed a great, what's it called? Your bag of...
toiletries.
Fantastic toiletry bag.
What's in that bag?
Just everything you could think of. Shaving equipment, skin products, nose strips, mouthwash,
toothbrush, nose strips,
deodorant, all sorts of medicines.
That sounds like your typical toiletry.
No,
bag.
But I have mine. Like I'm not forgetting anything. This
shaving
time. Deodorant.
Right. I'm bringing literally everything that you just named. I'm bringing that too.
I guarantee you my toiletry bag is way stocked. I have Advil.
Okay.
I have fingernail Advil too. Clips.
I have
fingernail clippers. I have nail filers.
I have that as well.
You have a nail filer and a nail clipper in your bag?
Yes,
I do. I have Band-Aids just in case of emergency.
You never know. I have one too.
Q-tips.
Of course you bring Q-tips. Floss.
What else do I have in there? Throat lozenges. I have that's it.
All right, Michael. That's
facial wipes.
That's good enough for the
hand wipes.
Is there anything that you'd like to advertise while you're on the show,
Dean?
No, I'm asking.
Dean, this is almost the 300th.
No, I'm just 300th.
This is almost the 300th episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think I need you for me to take a cue when I'm going to advertise something?
No,
do you think that I need to ask you when I need to do an advertisement for like Casper? I love my Casper mattress. Okay? I don't need you to tell me do an advertisement. I love my fucking Casper mattress. Okay?
Okay.
It's my favorite mattress I've ever had. There's over 20,000 reviews for Casper. Okay, and the average is 4.8 stars on the internet. It's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress also.
I can't help but feel like you're doing an advertisement.
I'm not.
Now.
Do you know that Casper offers an 100-night sleep trial guarantee, which means that you could live on the mattress, skeet on the mattress, nap on the mattress? If you're not happy with it, you could return the mattress for free.
Who?
You think that I need you to remind me?
Who are you talking to?
If you go to Casper.com,
because you're not looking at me.
No, you don't know
when
anything.
You say all this about
if you
Casper,
go to Casper.com/Rapoport, you'll get $50 off your next purchase.
I don't want to talk
purchase.
About Casper.
I'm doing it. I am talking
about
Casper.
No, but you're talking about it.
I'm
you're
talking
saying
about
you're not
Casper.
Advertising anything.
That's Casper.com/Rapoport.
Are you talking
they
to me?
They have mattresses. They have sheets. They have pillows. And they even have doggy mattresses. Casper is a proud sponsor of the Iron Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Get your Casper goods today at Casper.com/Rapoport. For $50 off. Now, I don't need you
okay,
to tell
see,
me
Okay, see, no, just then, like that whole 2 minutes before you saying, I don't need you, it kind of felt like you were doing an advertisement or sort
no,
of a commercial
no,
spot
no.
on your show for Casper
That's just
mattress.
I just talking about it.
Right,
that's
fine.
How I talk in normal right, conversation.
I just never hear you talk like that
That's a normal conversation.
To me.
Go get a Casper mattress. You know where you get
okay,
one at Casper.com/Rapoport. That's a normal thing people say to people. Like a normal conversation. Like I saw the valet guy today and he was like, what's up? And I said, well, how are you sleeping? He said, oh, I didn't sleep so good. I said, you should go to get a Casper mattress.
That's what he said.
He said,
what's
that? And I explained to him the same thing. I said, you could have a 100-night sleep trial on it.
You should buy it for him. You should buy
it. I didn't know the fucking guy. Dean, don't be obnoxious.
Okay.
Don't be obnoxious. Have you seen anything else? What's your other reviews?
Other reviews.
Music?
I saw some like fucked up thing on the Menendez brothers, those guys that
documentary.
Beverly, yeah, something that what was it? Something I just saw on YouTube, but it's with the Menendez brothers 20 years later. It's like the kids in Beverly Hills that shot
yes.
their parents.
Yes.
So I saw that fucked up doc. That was interesting. I saw this doc called Into the Void.
What's that?
Into the Void.
What
it's
is
about
that?
These like two mountain climber guys and they're friends and some crazy shit happens on the mountain and they can't
like what
out. Just you're gonna have to see it. I don't want to
like
get
what crazy
away.
Shit
yeah like one of them falls like 100
does he eat him
50 feet no somebody no he doesn't eat him it's
now
like
you know
fucking
they get
Donner
stuck
party.
On mountains a lot and then one person eats the other person
yeah it's something like just check it out
if you and I were like trapped on a mountain do you think you'd yeah. have it in you to eat me no Bruno
I don't think I don't think
you'd
I'd
die. You'd rather die
I think
than
I'd die.
Eat a piece of like yeah. my thigh.
Yeah, because just when you talk about like the human phlegm machine and all those things, those would be some
you,
of the
you
last
think
thoughts.
Eating
in my
me,
head.
You could catch like some...
I think I'd fucking catch malaria. I'd catch anything. I would catch anything and everything.
So you'd rather
eating
die
a fucking piece
than
of
eat
you.
A piece of like my leg.
Oh, I would,
and you could cook it and you have seasoning, but that's all you have.
I just couldn't live with myself. Even after that, I couldn't live with myself
that
knowing that I
ate. Fucked up for you.
That'd be fucked up for you. I'm eating
Well, I'm
you.
Already dead. I fell.
Oh, you fell.
Like, I fell. Like, I died first.
Would,
like
you,
I fell
eat, off- would you eat a... Well,
huh?
Would you eat a piece of me?
Hell no.
If I fell?
Hell no.
Yeah, you would.
No, hell no. Listen, I gotta go pack my stuff.
I gotta pack my stuff, to be honest
with
you.
Let me finish the goddamn I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We are doing the show live, okay? IamRapportTour.com, okay? The 15th of May here in Los Angeles. IamRapportTour.com is the ticket. The Young Shooter will be there.
I will be there.
The ladies love the Young Shooter.
Thank you. Thank you. Come out. Bring him out.
G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, a.k.a. G Monetti, stays ready.
Yes.
He'll be there the whole tour. Sean Kemp in Seattle. It's going to be fantastic. This is a short but sweet Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. And Shooter, thank you. Thanks for coming in prepared.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
And thanks for closing out the story on your closing out the show on the story about your trip.
Oh, yeah.
Idlewild trip.
That was it.
Nothing happened on that trip, huh?
I mean, I don't want to talk too much into detail about it, but I did.
Did some weird things try
a psychedelic for my first time ever.
You? What are you talking about?
I personally, only me.
Tried what?
Nobody else on the trip, but I
tried
did.
What?
I tried.
You want to say the name? I say you don't say the name.
No, I just.
I think you shared enough. I have to protect you.
Okay, that's
times.
Good enough.
You shared a psychedelic like, yeah. Shrooms. Chocolate shrooms?
Maybe.
Anyway. Now, what was the ramifications of the psychedelic? Was it like Woodstock?
Well, what was really shitty
did
was
you get wacky?
I got sick that day. I caught a cold the night before going on this trip that I had, you know, planned for this experience.
Uh-huh.
I didn't let it stop me. Went up, fucking hiked miles on this beautiful mountain.
How many miles?
Probably 4 or 5.
Was it like how long was the hike?
We got up there around 1:30 p.m. and we're walking down about 6 p.m.
Sick, man.
Yeah, it was all day. Sick. It was really good times, brother. Anyway, if you're gonna be at the San Francisco show,
yeah,
if there's a meet and greet after with
yeah,
DJ
we're
Platter,
meeting and greeting
right,
everybody.
Come find me. I want to say what's up to everybody. I'm just happy to be out there.
Dean, I'd love to meet everybody. You're around at the end of the show. Your behavior and your professionalism needs to be on point and on display at the show.
I'll be moderating.
It's been very clear. The lines have been they've been drawn clear.
Okay.
If some shit pops off with you,
yeah,
fucking we'll send you right back on a train back to L.A.
A train or a plane?
Train, motherfucker. Train.
Fuck.
We'll send you right back. Amtrak, a bus. I don't give a fuck. We'll kick you right out of the chapel.
I'm just hoping I could be at Seattle.
Okay, we'll see how San Fran goes.
I'm happy to be here.
See, Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me say the last thank you.
Okay.
See, Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me finish saying.
You said the last one. I'm saying the very last one.
See you.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.